It's time for another 5-Minute Mystery. Today's episode, Death Calls at Dinner. An anniversary party is going on at the Brown household around the corner. One of the guests, George Taylor, is finishing his dessert.
Best lemon pie I've ever tasted, Mary.
Oh, really?
I wish my wife could do as well. Hey, it doesn't look as if your husband Sam is appreciating it much, though.
Goodness dear, is my cooking that bad? Sam, your head is practically your plate. I guess he's fallen asleep. Everyone, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Sam, sit up. Sam, it's dreadful. I better shake him. Sam?
Great guns! He's dead!
How do you do? I'm Sergeant Barker of the Homicide Division, and this is one of my boys, Mike Grady. Where's the body?
In the dining room at the table. We didn't move him.
You might as well be comfortable, everybody. This'll take a little while. Dead all right. Peaceful, too. Who's Mrs. Brown?
I am.
You mind telling me what happened?
I guess not. I'm so shocked. I don't know where to begin or what to tell you.
Well, you might as well begin by telling me what you served for dinner.
Well, we had soup first.
Soup? What kind?
Mushroom. And then roast chicken, green peas, mashed potatoes, and I served him coffee. But I don't see how this could mean anything.
Just routine, Mrs. Brown. Did Mr. Brown eat everything?
Yes, he did. He seemed to fall asleep over his coffee. And when I tried to wake him, I found he'd had a heart attack.
Yeah. That'll be all for a few minutes, Mrs. Brown. We want to take a look around. Notice anything about this table, Mike?
No, Chief. I can't say as I do.
Neither do I. Let's look in the kitchen. An orderly person, isn't she? Stacked dishes after each course.
Yes. And here's the silverware over here. Look, Chief. One of these soup spoons has turned black.
Black? Let me see it. The only spoon that's tarnished, too. Well, I was beginning to think it was a heart attack or a perfect murder. But this silver soup spoon is evidence enough. Mrs. Brown.
Yes, Sergeant Barker?
I'm sorry to interrupt your little party, Mrs. Brown, but I'm sure your guests won't mind.
I don't understand.
You will, Mrs. Brown. You will. You see, you're under arrest for the murder of your husband. Do you know why Sergeant Barker accused Mrs. Brown of murder? In a moment, we'll hear the solution. But first, a word from our sponsor. Life is swell when you keep well. That's why Post 40% Bran Flakes has become America's largest selling Bran Flakes. Every 1-ounce serving of Post 40% Bran Flakes provides bran to help prevent irregularity due to lack of bulk in the diet. They're so delicious tasting and so good for you too. Tomorrow, serve America's favorite Bran Flakes. Post 40% Bran Flakes. And now, back to our story.
Sergeant Barker, how do you know it was murder?
Well, Mrs. Brown took careful pains to wash the soup pans and soup dishes before she served the rest of the meal.
Ah, yes, I can see that.
But she forgot one thing, to wash the silver soup spoons. What she didn't realize was that an hour later, by the end of dinner, the spoon her husband had used to eat his toadstool soup would give her away. She didn't know that toadstools make silver turn black. Mrs. Brown almost committed the perfect murder, but she forgot to wash one spoon.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, a thrilling ending. Tune in again tomorrow night for another 5-Minute Mystery. Thank you for listening, and good night.